Bringing together veterans service organizations to share ideas and create networks was one of the goals of the Patterson Foundation's Veterans Legacy Summit that took place last weekend in Sarasota. And as part of that exchange, WUSS Veterans Coming Home reporter Bobby O'Brien brings you the story of one veteran from Chicago who's using his mechanical background to inspire kids on the South Side.
Veteran Rob Walker was a mechanic on a nuclear submarine before he left the Navy and became a lawyer. He'd just finished a big case in Chicago and was on hiatus when he heard an NPR story by David Shaper in March 2011. It detailed how veterans from the nonprofit group Leave No Veteran Behind were providing safe passage to high school students on some of Chicago's more menacing streets.
That's a radio check.
And they're handed two-way radios so they can quickly communicate trouble if they see it.
So I'm ready to go. It's time to go. Yeah, it's time to roll out.
Herman Rainey leads the group of mostly middle-aged and older veterans through the school hallway and out the front door about 15 minutes before the bell.
I thought, you know what? I'm a Southside vet. I want to make my neighborhood better. I want to be part of the solution. So I reached out to them, and I started out on the safe passage route just like everybody else.
Education is part of the mission of the Leave No Veteran Behind initiative, as is using a veteran's assets and training to benefit the community. So to Walker, that meant growing a new program.
Now we're doing a program where we're teaching STEM, or we like to call it STEAM because it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics. We're taking these kids and we're giving them skills they're not getting from their typical education.
And Walker's teaching tool is not typical, but he says there's a plentiful supply.
We're showing them how to take these abandoned rusty bikes that are still all over our city and turn them back into state-of-the-art machines with brand new componentry. We've even teamed up with some scientists at UIC to help teach them the basics of solar technology. So kids who had joined our program who had never held a wrench or a screwdriver in their life, we got them soldering together PV cells and building solar-powered cell phone chargers with a USB port.
His smart bike program may start with rusty, abandoned bike frames, but Walker adds some high-end components, as explained in his promotional YouTube video.
This isn't a 5-speed, a 10-speed, or anything like that. The smart bike uses New Vinci rear hub with a continuously variable transmission. In English, it means shifting gears is like turning a dial on your stereo.
And Walker has tricked out his smart bike with other high-tech features, like a generator hub that powers LED headlights and taillights, as well as a USB port on the handlebars. So once the bike is up to speed, you can charge your cell phone.
While teaching these kids, we quite often heard, you know, the kids really, they didn't have a place charging their cell phones. I got that request every day when I was trying to teach. So the kids wanted a place to charge their phones. Guess what?
They began teaching their students recycling, Southside style. You can find potential anywhere. You can transform trash into treasure. You can make an old machine into something new and original.
Not only is it transforming useless junk into usable machines, Walker says the Smart Bike program is generating a deeper interest in science and technology among the Southside kids.
We're here in Florida to network with other veterans organizations to see what works. And, you know, no one veterans organization can meet all the needs of the veterans out there. So it's up to us to figure out how to best network and how to meet those needs.
He says the program that helps veterans in transition, as well as interesting teenagers in science, could be expanded beyond Chicago. The only drawback is money. He says it can be expensive. The first smart bike cost $4,000 to develop. But now that they have the prototype, Walker says the cost should drop by half. He has started a crowdsource campaign and produced a 2-minute YouTube video to promote the smart bike. And he came to the Veterans Legacy Summit in Sarasota to share his and other success stories from Leave No Veteran Behind. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
As part of our Veterans Coming Home project, we will discuss the transition from military to civilian life with three veterans who appeared last weekend at the Veterans Legacy Summit in Sarasota. And you can hear that discussion on Florida Matters Sunday morning at 7:30.